All right, welcome back. It's June 6th, 2026. I'm Tim, he's the Grinch, and this is our News Banter Edition. Welcome to AIMU Football Talk, your daily football conversation covering breaking news, transfer rumors, match reactions, fan opinions, and the biggest stories from around the world of football. Today, we're diving into the latest headlines, the hottest debates, and everything football fans are talking about right now. Come on, that press conference was an absolute masterclass in not taking the bait from that reporter, by the way. I swear Martinez is deliberately picking a fight with every single Portuguese fan out there just to prove he's not Ronaldo's little yes man. Scaloni's out here letting Messi pick the team bus playlist and the whole starting she, and Martinez is just over there like, nah, we do things different over here?
Whoa, hold on. You're making that sound way more dramatic than it is. The data suggests otherwise, right? You're telling me you'd rather he's out there letting a 39-year-old who's barely played top flight football this year call all the shots just to avoid dressing room drama?
Nah, that's not what I'm saying at all. I've seen this movie before. Big club energy from Martinez now, but wait till they lose their first group game, and the latest reports out of China earlier today are tweeting out that Ronaldo's throwing teacups around the dressing room. Remember when he fell out with Santos last tournament? Exactly.
Objectively speaking, that's never going to happen. I've got a mate who works at Carrington, actually, who says Ronaldo's been training like a man possessed the last 2 weeks, sharp as anything. Also, Coman, Martinez scheduled Chile specifically because they play almost identical to Colombia. That's smart. They get to test that physical South American style before the group stage.
Oh, piss off with your Carrington, mate. I don't buy that for a second.
Warm-up games are like your Sunday league preseason kickabout down the rec. Half the lads are still hungover from the night before, no one's diving into tackles, and the final score counts for jack shit. You think warm-up games mean anything? Spain and France both dropped points yesterday, and they're two of the favorites to win the whole thing.
Wait, no, that's exactly my point. Friendly results don't matter. It's all about the prep work. Which Martinez already said they knocked out the altitude and time difference adaptation back in March. So they're sorted for the U.S. And come on, it is one of those weirdly tense football mornings where everybody is refreshing their phone, right? The Nigeria friendly on Portugal Day is going to give them a massive mental boost heading into the tournament.
Yeah, whatever.
Look, you know I correctly called Portugal getting dumped out of the Euros 2 years ago before they even played their first group match, yeah? I still think if they don't let Ronaldo start the first group game, it's all going to go up in flames. You want to bet on it?
Absolutely. If Portugal win their first group game and Ronaldo doesn't start, you have to wear that sad Ronaldo Al Nassr shirt you bought as a joke to the pub next weekend. If he does start, I'll buy you all the pints during the first knockout round. And don't try to weasel out of this later. I'm not letting you back out.
That's all for today's episode of AIMU Football Talk. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to follow for more football news, transfer updates, match reactions, and fan opinions from across the global game. Until next time, enjoy the football, and we'll see you in the next episode.